This is second day of classes from the stories and teachings from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a short story from Antilila, chapter 17, text 99 through 100. Yesterday we heard about the Narhari Bhav of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And today we want to hear about Vishnubhara's Shiva Bhav. He is Sarva Avatari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarva Avatari. He is the subtotal of all the avatars. He's Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna himself, Rajendra Nandan Krishna, Radha and Krishna Yuga combined. And to relish his various incarnations, avatars, expansions, he sometimes displays, especially in the form of Lord Chaitanya, also in Krishna form, he displays sometimes Vishnu forms, Rudra Govinda, Sheshashayi Vishnu, Ramchandra, and Kamivan, he displayed the Ramchandra Rup in Setubandha. And Garuda Govinda temple, he became Vishnu, Sridham became Garuda, and they flew in the sky for the coward boys. And Nirkoshi at Sheshashayi Vishnu temple, there in that lake, Kir Sagar, Krishna and Balaram went out and enacted Sheshashayi Vishnu Leela. Krishna became Vishnu lying on the coils of the serpent, Ananta Shesh Balaram, and all the gopis clap in joy to see the Sheshanag, Sheshashayi Vishnu form. Now, Krishna was very much doing this different leela, pervasive, and adopting different forms for the pleasure of his devotees. Mahaprabhu is doing the same and more. Sometimes he's in Balaram Bhav, sometimes in Narhari Bhav, sometimes in Shiva Bhav, sometimes in Varaha Bhav, and mostly in Radha Bhav, Mahabhav. This is Mayapur, Navadvip Leela, before Sannyas. He was more in the Bhagavan Bhav, various forms of Bhagavan. But when he took sannyas, then he entered into the mood of Shakti Tattva. Not Shakti Man, but Shakti. Radharani, Ladini Shakti, Radharani. And became absorbed in her mood of Mahabhav and separation. Text 99, this is Gauranga and Shiva Bhav. Aradina Shiva Bhakta Shiva Guna Gai Prabhur Angane Nache Damaru Bhajai. On another day, a great devotee of Lord Shiva, chanting Shiva Gun Ghai, chanting the qualities of Lord Shiva, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house, which is called Mahaprabhu Badi. In Bengali they say Mahaprabhu Badi, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, which is what we consider the site of the Yoga Pit established by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in Mayapur, Mayapur Yoga Pit. It is the Yoga Pit. And this is the house of Jagannath Mishra, of course. His son also lives there. Vishwambara, Nimai, Pandit, Gauranga, Mahaprabhu. So the Shiva Bhakta came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, Mahaprabhu Badi. This is Prabhu Angane. That means the outer courtyard. Anga means like limb. We say Anga means arm and leg are called Anga. So the Prabhu Anga, he didn't enter the inner house because he's only a passerby, perchance a yatri, a mendicant, a bhikshu, coming to beg alms. It's not clear at this point. But he entered the courtyard, the Prabhu Anga, Angana, and Nache, he began dancing, Nach, and playing his Damaru. Damaru is the drum that, Damaru Bhajai, this is the drum that Shiva plays. It's an X-shaped drum. Like we have Mardanga, has two sides, but this goes like this, narrow in the center, and goes like this, you know, X, like this. So it's got a head here, a skin here, a skin there, a head. And on this, there's a little piece of leather with like a stone or marble on it. And you shake it and you go, ta 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 ta. So he's playing this rather startling sound of this damaru. It captures people's attention. And dancing around the courtyard, bam bam boli, bam bam boli, om namo shivaya, whatever. Mahesha avesha haila shachira nandan. Tara skande chari nirtya kaila bahukshan. Mahaprabhu adopting the mood of Lord Shiva. So now it's Mahesha Vesh. Yesterday was Narahariya Vesh. And then Varaha Vesh. And Radha Vesh. Vesh means to become absorbed into and be enveloped by, to enter into deeply, to fully identify with. Like Shakti Vesh. All the Shakti of the Lord, or particular Shakti, will enter into one Jiva. And to King Prithu, or to Parasaram, or to Vyasadeva, power and empowerment an energy, a shakti, an ability, a skill to execute a particular task on behalf of the Lord. Palana Shakti. And Prithu Maharaj, he was Palana Shakti of Eshavatara. Palana means protection. He was empowered by the Lord to protect the citizens. It's called Palana. Gopal, you know the word Gopal? Maintain, protect. So he had Palana Shakti. And Narada Muni had Bhakti Shakti of Esh, the power of bhakti and devotion. So it says, Mahaprabhu adopted the mood. He became Shiva. Basically, Mahesh Avesh means he became Shiva. And as a result, he got on the man's shoulders and they danced together for a long time. So in his absorption, because the Udipan, or the stimulant for this bhav, the environmental stimulant was sight and sound, the sight of a Shiva Bhakta with the horizontal tilak, and then the hearing of the vibration of the gun, Mahesh Gun Gai, Shiva Gun Gai, the qualities of Lord Shiva being enunciated and sung by this Shiva Bhakta. So hearing the sound and seeing the form and hearing the sound of Damaru, they became Alamban Bhav, Udipan.